Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. Hope you'll make a regular habit of tuning in each Sunday morning at this time. We would also encourage you to listen to our TV broadcast that begins at 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. on Public Access Channel Number 6, entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give it a view. We also encourage you to check out our website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. You'll find previous TV broadcasts, radio broadcasts. There are free Bible correspondence courses there that you can do through the email. There's also a variety of other things, including survey of every book in the Bible to give you an understanding of what those books mean. So please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the worship and times and meeting times of our services at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We want to cordially invite you to any of all of these services. You will always be warmly received. This morning, we want to take a break from our overviewing the New Testament. We will pick that up, Lord willing, on next Lord's Day. But we want to talk about the time of year. Today is a few days before the national holiday of Christmas. And many people make suggestions that we need to put Christ back in the quest Christmas. And much of the world celebrates December 25th as the birth of our Lord, and in celebration they commemorate his birth. I think a better question that we might ask this time of year is, does Christ even belong in Christmas? And that might seem strange to you who are listening in our listening audience this morning, who are religious people and believe that the 25th of December is some special holy day, but I would like to beg your attention for a few moments to see exactly what the Bible says about that. First of all, I want to suggest to you that many people on Christmas Eve will go to a midnight mass. They will see Christmas plays, they will hear Christmas music, they will have a special Christmas program. And then after that, they'll get together with their families. They might go out and eat and have an early breakfast. You'll see manger scenes. You'll see wise men with their gifts. You'll see shepherds in the fields. You'll see the star. Excuse me, it's in the east. But the question we should always be asking is, what does the Bible say concerning Christmas? Does the Bible talk about this so-called national and holiday that is a holy day? Are we commanded to observe this holy day? That's a fair question. Is it established by God, or is it established by men? Should Christians celebrate this as a religious holiday? And the nativity scenes, the wise men, the babe in the manger, star in the east, are these facts or are they fictions? In this brief broadcast, we will endeavor to answer these questions. The scriptures do not reveal when Jesus was born. No one knows exactly for sure when Jesus was born. The religious observance when Jesus was supposedly born was not practiced until the 4th century. The Catholic Church attributes its papal origin to Liberius in 354 AD. The only pagan rituals were observed on December 25th prior to 325 AD. To religiously observe Christmas, Christ's Mass, because that's what it means, is to follow human tradition, which was predicated upon pagan religious practices before it was changed by the Roman Catholic Church. The birth of Christ is an important biblical event, no doubt about that. There are important theological implications in the incarnation of Christ, to be sure. We are told to remember the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus by observing the Lord's Supper each first day of the week, according to Acts chapter 20 and verse 7, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to the end of the chapter, and by Jesus himself when he instituted the supper in Matthew 26, 26 through 29. The scriptures do not instruct us by precept, by example, by implication, nor command to remember the birth of Christ. That's just the simple truth of it, ladies and gentlemen. The birth of the King of Kings, that is a fact. It is discussed in the Gospels and in Matthew chapter 1 We see that it is Bethlehem too. Those are biblical facts that can be substantiated by the biblical account of the birth of Christ. The name is derived from the medieval Christmas, or the Mass of Christ. There were three dates that were commonly given and used to commemorate Christmas. They were December 25th, January 6th, and March 25th. The vision was dissolved by Bishop Liberius of Rome. He ordered that December 25th be accepted as the right date and that it would be followed universally by all Roman Catholic churches. 3 centuries following the death of Christ, none celebrated it. But after 354, first time in Rome, first time in Constantinople in 379 AD, and then first time in Antioch in 388 AD. Bishop Liberius' reasoning. Why did he believe that we needed this holy day? We have a Mass for every saint, but there was no Mass for Christ. So he envisioned of creating one in order to commemorate the birth of Christ. Time magazine, in December the 10th, 1965, said this, "Christmas never completely belonged to the Church. It began as a pagan festival, and it has slowly been changing back into one for the past half century." I would very much agree with that quote. There are additional items that we need to understand. The manger scene. It's true that he was born in a manger and in the barn or in the outside of the inn because there was no room in the inn. But the manger scene was first introduced in 1224 by a Catholic priest named St. Francis. But the manger actually was stone, not wood, and there was straw in the bottom. St. Nicholas, Santa Claus, as many know him today, that's a bishop of the 4th century. He was called a special friend and protector of the children. He is often called the Christmas man or Father Christmas. The Christmas tree that was introduced by Martin Luther in the 16th century or by St. Boniface in the 8th century, depending on which scholar you want to attribute it to. But there are false reasons that people assign to us because we do not believe in the religious observance of this day called Christmas. It's not because of Christ's birth is not important. Indeed, the birth of Christ is important. It is covered in Matthew chapter 1, verse 1 through verse 23. And it's an important because it was a fulfillment of prophecy. It brought the Messiah, it brought the Redeemer into the world, part of God's eternal plan. So therefore, the birth of Christ is very important, and the incarnation of Christ is a very important biblical truth. We don't want to honor or remember the Creator. That's false. It has nothing to do with glorying and honoring our Creator, because He never asked for us to do it. We wear His name, Christian, Acts 11, verse 26. We remember His death and the Lord's Supper, 1 Corinthians 11, 23, verse 26. We do proclaim His death until He comes, so we honor Christ in all the ways that He's asked us to honor Him. Most notably, that we love Him by keeping His commandments, John 14, verse 15. The errors of Christmas, the date. In Luke chapter 2, in that Luke's account, in verse 7 through 18, we see that the Eastern Orthodoxy had the date to be January the 6th. That's not a logical date either. And the reason that the date's wrong, and even December 25th is wrong, because according to the biblical text, the shepherds were in the field. The shepherds would not be in the field in January or in December. Why? Shepherds brought in the sheep in November, because that was beginning of winter months. And so they would not go again out into the fields until the spring. And so the date of January the 6th or December 25th doesn't even fit the biblical evidence that we have in the Bible, because the shepherds were in the field. If they were in the field, we know that it was not December, and we know that it wasn't January. So again, that's an error in the date. And the reason that the date is erroneous is because it was set by men and not by God. The manger. The manger is is described in Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 through 11, already away from the stable. The nativity scene has the shepherds and the wise men together in the stable. They were never together in the stable. The wise men didn't see him to some time later, maybe up to 6 months or longer, because when they went to see him, according to the text, he is in the house, he's not in the manger. And so the nativity scene is wrong, because the wise men and the shepherds were never together when they came to see the baby Jesus as he laid in the manger. Three wise men. Well, that's wrong because the Bible doesn't tell us how many were in the Bible. How many does it say? It doesn't say. The Bible says there were wise men who came from the east. Doesn't say how many. In the Orient, they had a tradition of 12. Earlier paintings had 2, 4, or even more. But Luke chapter 2, verse 22 through 24, the trip to Jerusalem would take at least 40 to 50 days before the wise men came to Herod to report the birth. And so you can see that it was some time after the birth of Christ that the wise men came and brought gifts. So again, those are errors. And so again, the three wise men speaks of the wise men finding Jesus in the house, not the manger. That shows that they were never at the manger. And the shepherds brought no gifts to the child. The wise men did, but that was much later. The shepherds just heralded his birth. Go back and read Luke's account. And so what you see is that there are errors. And so, again, the reason there are errors in the Christmas account, in the biblical account of the birth of Christ, is because this was set by men and not by God. Now, can one, as an individual liberty, observe this as a national holiday? Most businesses are closed. Most companies give their employees off. And it's a day for family. It's a day that we get together, spend time together. Can you put a tree up? Well, that's up to the individual. And I would not put a star on it. That gives it some religious connotation. Can you have Christmas plays depicting his birth? No, because that shows that you give allegiance to the fact that he was born in this time of year. But you could do plays, Frosty the Snowman, other things like that about the Christmas season. But you could not do anything that gave anyone the impression that you believed it was a religious holiday. How about holiday cards? Well, I send out holiday cards, but they say Happy New Year, good Happy Holidays, but you'll not see the three wise men on it. You'll not see the manger. You'll not see the star in the east, because I don't want to give anybody the impression that I believe that it was the birth of Christ. What about singing traditional songs? I love Silent Night. I love Away in the Manger, First Noel, but I do not sing them this time of year because I don't want to leave a false impression that I believe that this is a religious holiday. Let me close by saying that I know this sounds strange to you, but I ask you to check it out. Check out in the Bible and see if there's an example, see if there's a command, see if there's a necessary inference that any early Christians or any church recognized and observed the Christmas holiday. You will find none. There's not a command. This was a date, and this was a holiday created by men and not by God. If we're seeking to please God, we cannot observe Christmas as a religious holy day because there is no religious holy days